Welcome, everybody, to another episode of What's Your Next? I'm Stacey Riska, your expert franchise matchmaker. I have a very special guest with me today. This gentleman that you're looking at, he has 21 years of health insurance expertise. Think about that, 21 years. Most people don't even stay in a job for 2.1 years. So he has been selling health insurance for more than 21 years, but not only that, he has been number one producing resident agent in Maryland and all of US health advisors. That's pretty incredible. But that's not his whole history and background. My guest today is an Emmy award-winning TV producer who was at WJZ TV in Baltimore. You can see the little Emmy on his stand in the background. But not only that, we're going to have some fun talking about what he's doing as his next, because he is a dynamic speaker, blogger, and storyteller, as well as a two-time Amazon best-selling author. His two books are It Takes Two and The Sunday Series. So we're going to have a lot to talk about. Welcome my guest today, Mark Brodinski. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Welcome to What's Your Next? This is the go-to podcast for aspiring business owners who want to get to the next level, escape the rat race, and give their middle finger to the corporate 9-to-5. If you want financial freedom, work-life balance, and the business of your dreams, you're in the right place. Dave and Stacy Riska, husband-wife franchising duo, openly share their successes, failures, and lessons learned in franchising, business ownership, and working with your spouse.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate the opportunity to speak and to help people.
That's what you do best, no doubt. So I'm curious because somehow I think you didn't wake up one day saying, you know, when I grow up, I really want to sell health insurance. Tell me about your backstory. What started this and what brought you to where you are today?
So no one is born to be a health insurance agent unless maybe you're born to a health insurance agent or an insurance agent in general, right? Nobody goes to school for that. Nobody really, when you're a little kid and you want to be an astronaut or fireman or dancer or whatever, singer or whatever, no one says, hey, I want to go into insurance. You just come to it organically, because when you find out that it's the ability to help people with something everybody needs, make a great living, control your time and your hours, feel valued and appreciated, and control your destiny. That's what I figured out I wanted to do, because working in TV was great. But at some point I did that for 15 years. I knew that if I kept doing it, I was going to miss my daughter growing up, because it's the same hours as any other job, just because it's supposedly glamorous, right? I was in TV news, but I wanted to be able to control my life. And I've done that for two decades now, never looked back. It's been a tremendous opportunity to put people in a better place than I found them, to make a great living, and also to have what everybody wants, which is to feel valued and appreciated. Everyone wears an invisible sign around their neck that says, make me feel special. So when you find an entity that you can do that and feel that way, that's where you want to stay, because people come, at least at this company, into insurance for the money, but they stay for the culture.
Amazing. And you're obviously helping so many people. And what you say really resonated, because that's what a lot of the candidates that I work with, they kind of come and they say that same thing. I want to be able to watch my child grow up. I want flexibility and freedom. And you've kind of found the secret of being able to do that by selling health insurance. But I want to talk about the opposite side of this, because many times, when people are looking at owning a business, they always think about all the kind of, I'll call them tactical things, how to run the business, how to hire people, how to look at a P&L. And the one thing that kind of always gets dropped to the side is this important thing called health insurance, taking care of you and your family. So how can somebody thinking about maybe going into business themselves, what should they be thinking about when it comes to health insurance?
Well, first and foremost, is it affordable? Because many people believe that it's not. It can be. There's really only two entities, two ways to get it, permanent health coverage in this country, which is the healthcare exchange, which is nicknamed Obamacare. People think Obamacare is this thing. It's not this thing. It's just slang that the media came up with 12 years ago when they passed that law. So it's the healthcare exchange, the marketplace, the ACA. It all means the same thing. That's one place to go. Other place to go would be with what we do at US Health Advisors to get permanent coverage. But they need to think about, you know, how do they fit that into their budget? It needs to be something that's important, because you just can't build the business and not have health coverage. Because what happens is, if something happens, you're insured up to the value of your assets. When a health illness strikes, an accident happens, and if you don't have insurance, they're coming to tap your assets. The hospitals, the doctors, the providers, they're going to, if you have money, they're coming to get it, because the number two cause of bankruptcy in America is medical bills, because people don't have the proper coverage. They weren't educated, or they maybe bought something cheap, didn't understand what it does. My main goal and my team's goal is to educate people, be advisors. Hey, what is going on? What's the situation? How do we put you in the best place possible? It may not be with policies that we offer. It could be with the healthcare exchange. And if that's the case, we'll help navigate you there as well. But it's important, because you have to be protected. Just like, yeah, I mean, you have to have car insurance, right? You can't drive a car. You have to have homeowners. You can't own a house. You don't have to have health insurance. But if you put that aside, things that have never happened before happen all the time. Hello, COVID. Right? You didn't see that coming. And yet it became a virus that almost took down the world. So it's amazing that the most significant threat to our lives in the past 50 years, maybe 100 years, was a virus, not the financial markets, not some weather, incident. It was a virus that spread so quickly, nobody could stop it. So that really raised awareness that, hey, I better have health coverage. That could happen again. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a chaotic world where things get invented all the time, or released, or accidents happen. So you better have protection. And running a small business, it's got to be part of your portfolio in terms of what it is you're looking for. Like, you talk about all the other things you got to have, but it's something you have to focus on and not forget about, and really go into it with that. Should be on your list of things to do or to have when you start the business.
So when somebody is thinking about this, you mentioned a key word. You said educate. I'm not here to sell you something. I'm here to educate. And I love that approach, because I do the same in my business. So if somebody's looking to be educated and learn more about health insurance, where should they start? Like, what kind of questions should they be asking?
There's three important components of a health insurance program. It's your premium, your deductible, and your network. How much is it going to cost is obvious. That's what you pay per month. Your deductible. What's my out-of-pocket exposure? You know, how much is it going to cost me before the plan kicks in? What's my out-of-pocket maximum? How much will I have to pay if the worst thing happens? What's it going to cost me out of my pocket? And then third is the networks, which actually becomes very important, because you want a restrictive network or a flexible network. So like an HMO or a PPO. That becomes important, because if you want freedom of choice, go anywhere in the country, then you're going to have a PPO plan. If you're not worried about that and want to stay state-based or geographic, then maybe an HMO. But a health maintenance organization can lock you into just paying benefits when you're network, and then you go out of network, they love you because they don't have to pay a dime. So PPO is a preferred provider organization, which by definition is any doctor, any hospital. So it's being educated about, what's my network? Are my doctors included? What's it going to cost me? What's my out-of-pocket maximum? What's the most I'm going to have to pay if the worst case scenario happens? And that's something to think about. Also, I mean, cost is an issue. If you can't, the best program is no good if you can't afford the premium. I don't care what it does. If you can't afford to maintain it monthly, you're in trouble. Because in three months, you get the plan, you've got to cancel it. And now you're stuck at ground zero. Also, your health could play a part in what type of program you get into. If you're already have a health issue or major pre-existing condition, and you're starting your own business, you're going to want to go on the healthcare exchange, because they take you regardless of health. Our plans with US Health Advisors take you based on health, not wealth. So on the healthcare exchange, if you're not making a lot of money and maybe you're just starting your business, you can get a big tax credit. That could be a benefit, because it'll lower your cost. However, if your business starts thriving, the one thing people don't think about, it's a tax credit. Nothing is free. If you start making more money, the government is coming to get their money back. What they gave you. Uncle Sam could care less. Uncle Sam is your partner no matter what you do in life, right? In terms of business. But they're coming, you know, people that start a business in the first year, they don't make a lot of money, and next year they do. And they got a big tax credit. Well, guess what? Uncle Sam is coming to get that tax credit back. Yeah. So you got to be careful about that.
And so what then are the biggest mistakes? This whole process can seem so overwhelming. So what would you say are the biggest mistakes that you see people making, whether small business owners or not, when they're looking to get health coverage?
Trying to do it yourself. Really, you need a professional. Like we all, you know, I wouldn't try to build a house myself. If I was given a blueprint for construction, I wouldn't be able to do it. It's not my expertise. If I'm going to, you know, build a car, I'm not going to do that because it's not my, or work on a car, or repair a car. It's not my expertise. If I need a brain surgeon, I'm not going to go get that done by a carpenter. I'm going to go to a surgeon, a specialist. So you really should talk to someone who's a specialist in the business to help navigate this for you and explain it. Because like if you logged on today, let's say you did a zip code in Virginia, there could be 90 plans in that zip code on the healthcare exchange. That's daunting. And people go, they look at that number like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? And so then it's paralysis by analysis. You don't make a move because you don't know what to do. So talking to someone who has the expertise that can explain this to you, again, educate you on this, and then you get to make the decision. My goal is to make sure you're making the right decision for you, not for me, for you. So based on your health, based on your wealth, based on what you're going to do with the business, based on whether you're going to have employees or not, are you going to have independent contractors that work with you, W-9, that also can play a part in what you want to do in terms of where you're going to get your benefits and how you're going to navigate through that.
What type of collateral is not the right word, but what type of information or, you know, does somebody have to provide to you in order to get an appropriate quote? Like, do they have to pull together all this tax information? What kind of information or resources do they need to give you to take that first step?
It's really age, zip code, health status, and then household income.
Oh, that's easy.
It's not that difficult. That'll help us decide what direction to go in. If you're not making a lot of money and you can get a significant tax credit, that could be your best move to go on the healthcare exchange. If you're making decent coin, then perhaps the policies with us, which are medically underwritten, they're based on health, not wealth. They take you based on the risk you present, but that brings the cost down anywhere from 40 to 60% less expensive than what's out there in the marketplace. That can also factor in. I mean, you want to make sure that you have just that basic information. You know, it's your health status. It's how much money are you making? Where do you live? What zip code? Because all insurance is state-based. People don't realize that. So every state insurance administrator is in charge of that state's insurance plans. Who gets to file? Who gets to participate? It's not national. It's state. Just because healthcare.gov is a national platform to go on and get your health insurance, it's still regulated state to state. And so where you live makes a difference too, and how much the plan could cost, how it's going to be utilized, whether you can cross state lines with that plan, depending on a HMO versus PPO, all things that you should, again, be educated on.
Healthcare, it's such a broad topic, and there have been a lot of changes and a lot of discussion about it these past few years. As we're recording this, we're now heading into 2023. And since you've been in this industry for 21 plus years, I'm curious, what's your take on the whole healthcare industry? Like, what might be happening in 2023? Are there big changes impending we should know about?
The only change you can actually be sure of is the cost will go up because health insurance always goes up. So do healthcare costs. And the better we get at tertiary care, which in America, we have the best tertiary care in the world, meaning the place you can go to get the best, you know, surgeons and hospitals. And I mean, Maryland's a great example of that. It keeps going up in terms of costs. Now, in terms of health insurance, we don't know. I don't have a crystal ball because the government could change things. They could change the scope of open enrollment. They actually have the world at their, you know, in their hands in terms of public insurance. I can tell you privately in the private market, which is what I represent, that not a lot of changes will happen in terms of they'll make the plans better, but the cost doesn't go up that much because, again, they're based on health, not wealth. But in the public market, we just don't know until usually midsummer when they decide what's going to happen in the fall when it comes to public insurance.
Wow. There's just always so many changes going on. Now, I know that you like to tell stories, and I'm kind of curious. I'm going to try and transition this as well as I can. So can You're a big storyteller. You have the Emmy up on your desk there. But can you give us a story of how you've maybe helped somebody navigate these crazy healthcare world that we live in? So let's start with that storytelling, and then we'll transition into where you are today.
It's being an advisor and educator. I tell the person at the beginning of a presentation that I'm here to educate you on this. And most people have never gone through a scenario where they get to learn about the healthcare plans, get to navigate, custom design them, really are taught about what this environment looks like. What's the landscape of all of this? Most people have never gone through that. If you work for an employer, you probably had a little meeting once a year for open enrollment, and they give you three plans to pick, and that's it. You really don't even know what they do. But when you become an entrepreneur, when you're self-employed and start a business or a franchise, right? Now it's a real concern and you need to be educated on this. You weren't born knowing all this, just like you're not born knowing about money or what to do with it, right? You have to be taught that. Unfortunately, we don't teach that in schools well enough either. But it's the story of what is your current situation and how can we find the best program for you? It's that simple. When I talk to someone the first time, my first question I ask is, what's your situation? Have coverage, not have coverage, you need to get benefits for you, for the family, what's your health status, how much money do you make? All that comes into putting that story together because it has to have a beginning and an ending. And so we open up chapter one with the basics of what you need, what your situation is, and hopefully at the end of that story, it has a happy ending, putting you in the best place possible.
I love it. It's very similar, the same approach that I take. It's kind of just understanding what the person's goals are, asking questions, and helping them paint their story and showing them what the options are. And working with someone such as you, who's just an expert advisor in this, makes so much sense because, naturally people just want to go out to this thing called Google, right? And just type in and do their own research, but they don't know what they don't know. And that's why I was so curious about what mistakes you're seeing people make. Because I know in my industry, where people are looking to own or start or run a business, that believe me, there is a lot of misinformation out there. And that can be a very expensive mistake to make. So that's why I was so curious from your point of view related to healthcare, kind of the mistakes that you were seeing people make.
One more mistake. Don't go online and put all your information out there because you're going to get
Ah.
calls. And you'll get calls from sharks. We call them sharks, the short-term plan people who try to get you on a plan. It sounds too good to be true. It's cheap. It's a short-term plan, which means maybe 3 months, 6 months. So it sounds like it's inexpensive, but it's not. It puts you in a very, very challenging situation because a short-term plan, and you know this, as soon as they ask you for your credit card, it's a short-term plan because they charge that sucker as soon as you give them the information. A short-term plan, for example, in Maryland is a 3 month plan. So the plan is a 3 month limited benefit plan, and you can't even renew it. You have to reapply for it. So if something happens to you on a short-term plan, you go to reapply for the next term. If something happened to you, now they won't take you. Got a pre-existing condition. Now you're in a black hole. Open enrollment could be over. The company I represent won't take you because you got a pre-existing condition. You're literally without any insurance at all. So you got to be careful putting all your information out there online. If you want, the best thing you do, if and if you want to do some research, fine. And the honest truth is this: a lot of people will shop online looking for coverage, right? But less than 1% make application on their own because it's confusing, it's intimidating, and it's expensive. And we do the exact opposite. We're trying to make it understandable, hold your hand, and make it affordable.
Love it. All right, everybody. So you definitely want to reach out to Mark, and we're going to give him the opportunity to share his contact information at the end. Right now, I keep noticing in the background behind you have this big, beautiful poster that says "You Matter." Somehow I think there's a meaning there. What is this all about, "You Matter"?
Yeah, I have a You Matter movement. Actually, these are the cards that I hand out too.
Oh, I love that. "You Matter." So what is this meaning, "You Matter"?
I follow a guy named Darren Hardy. He's been my mentor for like 10 plus years. And a couple of years ago, he told a story. He's got this thing called Darren Daily. Every day, he gives a little. He's a practical educator and tells different stories and gives advice. He told a story about these You Matter cards and two people who met in a parking lot outside of a grocery store. And after he told that, I thought to myself, why wouldn't I do that? Because my mission in life is to positively impact the lives of a billion people. So health insurance is not just, it's one way I do it, right? It's storytelling, it's blogging, it's podcasts, it's speaking. And so all that, I'm not keeping count, but it's kind of a metaphor for what it is I want to do, which is, you know, hopefully impact these lives. If you hit 1 billion people, the ripple effect would hit 8 billion, right? But the You Matter movement is just, like I said at the top here, everyone wears a sign around their neck that says, make me feel special. And people forget about this. And you can't imagine the reception I get or the look on people's faces when you hand them a card. So someone who does service for me at a cashier or at a restaurant or someone I meet in an elevator, you hand them this card. Sometimes it's amazing to see the look on their face, either tear up, smile, say a big thank you. I actually was at the Ravens game on Sunday and I gave one of the concession people the card and she must have Googled me because my information is not on the back. I'm not here to sell anything. On the back, it says, you are a miracle, a masterpiece, and a hero. Wow. And it says, I am now positively impacting the lives of a billion people with my name. But there's no email address, no phone number, nothing. She must have Googled me and found my website and sent me a contact form thanking me for the message because she really needed to hear it that day. I met a woman a couple months ago. I gave the card to at a grocery store and got an email the next day about how she was literally thinking of committing suicide that day. And the card turned her around, that she changed her mind. So it's just a way to make people feel special. And I'm actually working on a book, the You Matter book. I have a podcast and you know, this is, the poster is actually made up of that, but all the other things that kind of I love to do, make me who I am, different activities that I'm involved in. But it's, you know, it's an important component of our lives because everybody wants to feel valued and appreciated, even though we don't admit it. Your most basic human need after food and shelter is feeling that you matter, that you're making a difference in the world. And it doesn't have to be something big. It could be you just want to be a great parent. You want to create a business. You know, it doesn't have to be as what I'm looking to do, which is put a huge dent in the universe, like a Steve Jobs or Michael Jackson or Mother Teresa, right? That really makes a huge difference in the lives of other people because that's how you're wired. Not everyone's wired the same, but everyone needs to feel that. And we forget through our daily lives of the roller coaster of everyday life, especially service people. Because they get stepped on, they get yelled at, they're not appreciated. And you just remind them just for 2 seconds that they do. I mean, I was in Nashville a couple of weeks ago and handed it out to the lead singers of these groups. And a couple of them picked the card up and read it to the entire crowd and then put it in the back of their phone because they wanted to be able to look at it every day. Especially the women who have those pockets in the back of their phones and put all their stuff in their credit cards. And the woman's like, I'm going to put this in the front here because I want to look at that every day as a reminder that I'm special. We all are special. There'll never be another you. There never was another you. So you might as well cash in that lottery ticket you got in the 1 in 400 trillion shot, the sperm at the egg, and you even exist on this planet.
You know, it's two simple words and they're so powerful, so impactful. All the examples that you just gave, I'm sure they're every single day. And not only, it must make you feel so wonderful that you're making such a positive impact. And I know you want to impact a billion people. That's a lot of zeros. But gosh, this world so desperately needs it today. You know, everything, you just turn on the news and you come from the media, right? The news. And it's all negative. And yes, they're trying to sell eyeballs to watch it. But gosh, isn't it wonderful? I am always so inspired by just making somebody smile or just some little something that you say to them just brightens up their day. You talked about somebody who was on the verge of suicide. Holy moly, right? And this little card changed their life around. And maybe, you know, I always say hashtag pay it forward. And my hashtag is you got this. But imagine what a difference each of us can make just by you matter. So think about that tomorrow. What can you do today or tomorrow to say those two words to somebody and just notice what a huge difference it would make?
We all want to, we're all wired to give. We're born good people. right? And we do want to make a difference in the lives of other people. We do. It's just a natural instinct that we have as human beings. But sometimes it's, you get caught up in your, look, we all think about ourselves 95% of the time. So the other 5%, if you can kind of magnify that a little bit and go deeper in what that 5% is when you're thinking about others in a positive way, not in a negative way. Because don't forget, people are not thinking about you. Everyone thinks, oh, I did this, I did that. People are always looking at me and they're thinking of me. They're not. They're thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can help that person think about themselves in a more positive, genuine way, that they actually are here for a reason, can make a difference, I believe that makes a difference in the world. And the ripple effect of that, you know, I've given these people in stores, even like a liquor store, wine store that I go to, and they tape it to the top of the credit card machine. And I go back 6 months later, it's still there. Because people want to be reminded of that. And I know it's a powerful movement. And how you're going to reach 1 billion people is making 1 billion people believe that they're here for a reason and that they can make a difference and live up to their potential, because we all have this great purpose in life. And the purpose is to do all that you can do with all you have been given. That's because growth is what makes people come alive. So to do all you can do with all you have been given, if you could figure out what your why is, then you can make a really big impact, an impact in the world that meets with who you are, right? Who you want to be. It doesn't have to be something huge. It could be something small, but we all want to feel like we matter, like we're making a difference, and we all want to give.
Well, do you have a website or somewhere where people are all coming to share these kind of stories? Or are you truly just trying to keep it anonymous?
No, I started Instagram. It's You Matter MB. Oh, those cards on me, but You Matter MB. I just started doing that, where people will. There's a QR code on the back.
I was wondering if you're using multimedia. Yeah.
I'm just starting to. I mean, I have a website, markbrudinski.life, where you can look at the stories I write, and it's not really tied to the You Matter, but the Instagram page I just started, where the pictures are posted up and they have to tell me why this speaks to them. Why does You Matter make a difference in their life?
Yeah.
And I just started to construct that. So the goal is actually to get these cards out and make it so that people could take their own pictures, send them to me and with a message, and then upload them there to create a community of people that realize that this does make a difference in their life.
Wow. So inspirational. You know, I want to touch on the two books that you wrote. What was your inspiration for writing those, and what are they about?
So It Takes Two was a spouse's story about breast cancer. So the mother of my children at the time was going through breast cancer. It's been more than 10 years. She's cancer free. But I kept a journal on Caring Bridge during that time. And so I shared a spouse's perspective on this. Because a lot of books are written by the women who are going through it, which is natural, right? I mean, and they should, because they want to be example to other people. But not many guys write about the experience of being with their wife or significant other and their family. So I kept a daily journal, and I did a collaboration of all those journal entries and created that book. Then the Sunday series is just the storytelling blog I've had for years, which is telling stories of courage, hope, and inspiration. Initially, it was just people that I meet or was told about or got referred to. I did that for out of the goodness of my heart for about 5 years. And now I actually write stories for the company that I work with, US Health Advisors, of agents and leaders and home office people. And that's a recruiting tool for them, because facts tell, stories sell. So if sales can be hard, right? But if you look at what someone's life has been like, what they've gone through, I don't want to hear what you do every single day. That's important, you know, processes and habits and disciplines. But what did you face in your life? Because everyone you'll ever meet in your entire life is going through something.
Mm-hmm.
So what did this person go through, and how can they still be successful? Because I'm telling stories about people that are doing great things at the company with everything they've been through. How can they still manage to have this great success in insurance? So, and hopefully people are inspired by that and go, oh, if they can do it, so can I. Or they just feel empathy for the person and go, oh my God, look what this person does. It's pretty amazing. Because stories, we all are defined by the stories of our lives. If you really know someone's story, Stacy, you will look at them differently.
Yeah.
If you think someone's an a-hole and you really learn what they've been through, they might be an a-hole because they're trying to hide what really went on in their life.
Yeah.
Just like when you catch somebody on a bad day. I mean, in sales, we got to call people. Sometimes they're angry. Oh, I've, you know, had so many calls, et cetera. You don't know if their mother has cancer. You don't know if they're about to go through a divorce. You know, if one of their kids is sick or acting up or they're just going through a financial hardship, it's never about you. It's about the story underneath the surface of what their reaction is.
You're absolutely right. And it's true. You do never know what's really going on in someone's life. And I used to use this in a training exercise. I think an organization that does a fantastic job of it is Chick-fil-A. And they have this video series that they make all of their associates watch. And it kind of walks through the day in the life of a customer. Because, and it just, if you can probably find the video on YouTube, but it, every time I watch it, I cry. And it just, you never know what, you know, somebody who kind of, you know, seems snarky to you or, you know, kind of gives you an attitude and you have this then perception that they're just, like you said, an a-hole or whatever, but you never really know what just happened in their life. Their kid might have been in the hospital. They might have gotten news that their mom just got breast cancer, right? All of these things that happen in our lives that we are all so intertwined. And the storytelling that you're trying to put into place and kind of tying it into hashtag you matter, you're putting a positive spin on it. And, but also realizing that life ain't so glamorous, right? It's this roller coaster that we're all on this, what is it called? This ride called life. So enjoy the ride. Is that what they say?
Enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey. We're all these little specks on this big spinning blue globe that we're all living on, right? And you think that everything you do is being watched and viewed and judged, and it's really not. But you can make a big difference in the world. If you do positive things and people will remember you. It's Maya Angelou's poem, right? The people, or her quote is not, people won't remember what you said or what you did. They remember the way you made them feel.
So true.
And if you could do that consistently in a positive vein and truly make a difference in the lives of other people, then you'll be remembered for making people feel good, that they mattered, that they can make a difference in the world, and everyone can. And everyone's got a struggle. In fact, I keep this sign on my desk as a reminder. So your struggle will be your gift that the world will fall in love with.
Love it.
Because everyone struggles, but that's, your struggle is your gift. So you don't realize it at the time, but getting through the struggle, share your scars. You know, not everybody wants to hear your wounds as they're happening, right? Their cuts and bruises, because everyone's facing it too. And complaining, you know, about your stuff. Unfortunately, when you complain, 80% of the people don't really care and 20% are glad it's you. That's 100% of the people that don't care when you complain. But when you go through something and you come out on the other side, then they want to hear, because we want to learn from your scars. Your scars are a great story, and your scars are what we're all going to learn from, be inspired by, or be touched by.
Well, Mark, you've got an incredible journey. Your background and all that you've done in health insurance, your background in the media and being an Emmy Award winner and a two-time best-selling Amazon author, all these things that you're doing, and now that you matter. So I'm curious to know, since the topic of this podcast is what's your next, what is your next? What is on the horizon for you next, Mark?
So I want to turn You Matter into a book. That's this year, the You Matter book. And I'm working on the outline right now, the way I'm going to have it designed. And then also the podcast. It was kind of a monologue first, but now I'm going to start having guests on that podcast so people can talk about, tell their stories, right?
Yeah.
And ask them the question, why they do believe they matter or believe they don't matter. And how are we going to correct that? Because not everyone does. You don't wake up in the morning every morning and go, oh, this is just great, right? Like I said, life is hard. Life is a challenge. If life was that easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
Very
you
few
mean
people
it's not
live.
All puppies, unicorns, and rainbows?
But it can be, right? Not, I mean, not all that, but it's certainly part of the experience. But you got to get to that place where you're actually focused on gratitude, not fear and misery. Mm-hmm. Watching the news is not the best way to live a life, because it's always, like I said, it's always going to be negative. It's one of the reasons I got out, is because I lived it for 15 years.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. If it bleeds, it leads. And you're never going to get anywhere in life watching cable news 24/7, because They're only going to show you in the lens of that camera what's going on in the world. And in the lens of that camera, it's going to be bad. But the world's a beautiful place. So turn it off. You know, go out and walk around in nature. I mean, nature's perfect. If you want to be inspired by life, go out and walk in nature. I don't care where it is, outside your door, because nature's perfection. And we as human beings can't even get that to that point. But if you surround yourself by that kind of experience consistently, and you read good things, and you listen to good things, and you watch good things, next thing you know, you're thinking better. And when you change the way you think, the things you think about change.
Yep.
I run a meetup called Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. So that's also gone on about 5 years now, and got more than 2,000 members. We do it virtually once a month. It's just about habits and disciplines to focus on little things you can do that are easy to do consistently over time will create big changes. We all know there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. It's all the hard work that you put in, but you can do easy things like gratitude, like reading, like health, and focus on a few things and actually measure your progress on those things week to week, and your whole life will change.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you've given so many nuggets to my audience. Thank you for your time, your expertise, your brilliance. I know people are going to want to know how they can connect with you. I know you showed your little card and it doesn't have your contact information. So please let us know, how can my audience reach out and connect with you?
You can go to my website, which is markbrodinski.life. There's a contact form there, or my email, which is markbrodinski@gmail.com. If you want to see how to spell my name, it's right there.
So we'll put it on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if you want to text me, I don't care if it's 443-865-2795, but email is probably the best way. Okay. Or the website contact form. There's people that Googled me and searched me out, just went to my website and filled out the form and sent me a message. If you want to join the meetup, just search Change Your Mind, Change Your Life on meetup.com, and the meetup will come up, and more than welcome to join that as well. We do it virtually.
Is that locally or virtually or both?
Virtual now. It was local until COVID, and now I just do it virtual, which expanded the reach and expanded the, I have people from all over the world that come on there.
Oh, wow. Now. Okay.
So just Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. You go to meetup.com. You can find the meetup. You can RSVP for the next one coming up January 16th, the third Monday of every month.
Fantastic. Any closing words you want to leave with our audience today?
If you know of people that want to tell stories, I'm looking for people for this year for the podcast. So if you want to email me at markbrodinski@gmail.com, let me know. If you're a story that you'd like me to share, let me know that as well. And once I, you know, if you want to go on the Instagram page, you matter MB, my initials MB, follow it, because I'm going to be doing a lot more stuff on there, and you'll be able to eventually share pictures yourself and send them to me, and I'll upload them and we can talk about that. I even have t-shirts that I give out sometimes too, that have the You Matter message on it. And it's really about changing lives in this world, and health insurance is just one way that I do it. But it's much bigger than that. And, you know, I'm putting people in a better place with health coverage. I try to put people in a better place when I meet them, just by speaking with them and maybe handing them a card or an inspirational message. And we can all make a difference. In fact, I keep this mug, the John F. Kennedy quote, right? I can end with this.
What does that right? say?
One person can make a difference, and everyone should try.
Great parting words. Absolutely. Mark, thank you for coming on the show today. You've provided so many golden nuggets to our listening audience. Whether you are looking to start a business, buy a business, explore franchise ownership, reach out to Mark. He just, as you can see, has so much knowledge, whether it's in health insurance or just giving you that inspiration you need. Because remember, you matter. So make it a great day. We'll connect with you soon. Thank you for being with us today. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks.
There are over 4,000 franchise concepts that could be your dream business. Which one is the perfect one for you? Go to franquiz.nextlevelfranchisegroup.com and find out. Your dream business awaits. Go to franquiz.nextlevelfranchisegroup.com now and find the perfect business that will get you to your next level.